Welcome to Brit Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings.
What's good with you, Brit Lachey fam? On the eve of Election Day, I would like to remind each and everyone who hasn't voted to exercise your right to vote tomorrow. Please remember to take the appropriate picture ID with you and have it in hand, ready to vote. And if you don't have a ride, check this out. Uber and Lyft got your back. Don't let not having a vehicle slow you down and let you not cast your ballot on this election day. Many ride-sharing services are offering discounts for Election Day, but I'm going to focus on Uber and Lyft in this podcast. Uber is offering $10 off a single ride to the polls on Election Day on the most affordable Uber option available in your city. That could be Express Pool, Pool, or UberX in that order. Please update your Uber application to the most recent version on your phone. Check the iTunes, the Play and or the Play Store for Android. You will need the promotion code VOTE2018. That's VOTE, V as in Victory, O as in Oscar, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, the number 2018, and put that in your application to receive the discount. Now for Lyft, Lyft is providing 50% off or up to $5 off rides across the country and free rides to undeserved communities that face significant obstacles to transportation. Now, to get the discount, you're going to enter in your zip code on Lyft's Partner with Poll Up 2018 BuzzFeed. Now, BuzzFeed is doing this partnership with Lyft to help people across America exercise their right to vote. The web link will be in the description of this podcast. I would say it over there, but it's just entirely too many letters. So look in the description to get the link for Lyft to get their discount. In my opinion, I can tell you now, I have already started singing the Temptations Silent Night song. It went down on November the 1st, hitting every low note and the high note in my head, in my car. I was doing the absolute most and singing all of the parts. But I have not yet put up my decorations. I most likely will put the tree up sometime next week, but won't turn on the lights until after Thanksgiving. I know that's weird. Don't judge me. Don't be that person. But am I really starting too early? Like, seriously? I mean, Walmart, Target, and heck, Hobby Lobby already have the Christmas stuff out right next to the heavily discounted Halloween costumes and candy. I know y'all been out there. I know you seen it. Yes, many people say, well, what about Thanksgiving? Well, personally, I'm not a pumpkin person, and that's the only thing I normally see other than leaves are the pumpkin decorations to represent Thanksgiving. Now, I took a poll, mind you, it was a small one, of the people in my office, and the results are as follows. We had 15 people decorate after Thanksgiving. And we had 5 people, including myself, decorate before Thanksgiving. Now, while doing this poll, I found out a few coworkers did bring up some great points on why people may vote the way that they do. It could be due to travel. Now, let me explain. If one is traveling out of town for Thanksgiving, they may opt to decorate before they leave. Or if you're the hosting party and inviting friends and family over and they won't be seen during the Christmas holidays, they may choose to decorate before Thanksgiving to kind of pre-celebrate both holidays with the family and friends. Then there's the tree. Do you have a real tree or an artificial tree? Dun, dun, dun. Like the side effects, don't you? Because this can also determine how close to Thanksgiving one decorates as well. Now, with the live tree, you want it to last and be beautifully green on Christmas. So purchasing it and decorating it early could cause a problem. But if you're like me and have an artificial tree, you can bust it out whenever you want to and whenever you wish to do the decorating and get all that done early. How early do you deem being too early for Christmas decorating? And will you have a real tree or an artificial tree? Call into the show at 615-249-8080 and let me know your thoughts. Remember to keep your message 60 seconds or less, or hit us up on our social media platforms. Amazon drops its $25 free shipping minimum for the holidays. It's that time of year. Yes, we are finally towards the end of the year. It's holiday season, y'all. Time to think of what you'll be buying your little ones, significant others, and random people for the holidays. And just in time for this upcoming shopping season, the big stores are throwing out the big punches. I mean, Amazon is dropping its minimum buying limit for the holidays. In the past, you would have had to spend $25 or more to get the free shipping. Now, this has no bearings on Prime membership. This won't affect those members. This is for the non-Prime shoppers. Now, you may ask yourself, why would Amazon drop prices? It's due to Target and Walmart. I mean, come on, the other bigs. Target dropped their $35 minimum spending limit, and Walmart, while they didn't drop their spending limit, they just put additional items on its free shipping program. Now, we're talking about holidays. This is temporary. This is not an all year round kind of thing. This is for the holidays. Now, the competition is fierce with Black Friday and, more importantly, Cyber Monday quickly approaching. And I know these big stores will be pulling out all deals to gain your business. Now, I know it's kind of early to be talking about holiday shopping, but it is never too early to prepare and watch for the deals. There's going to be ads, pictures, who's going to offer the cheapest TV, because that's always a big thing around Black Friday time, is who's going to offer the biggest TV with the biggest discount prices to be had. So you have to wait for the ads, which come out closer to Thanksgiving. But little deals like this to remind you that there's going to be some free shipping opportunities will also help you know where you're going to go to shop for said TV or to shop for whatever appliance or toy that you're going to be hunting during this shopping season. Now, like I'm going to say, it could be any store. I'm not quite sure where I'm going. Only my nieces are getting something this holiday. All these grown folks, y'all can fend for yourself. You know what you want, go buy it. But my babies, I got y'all. I'm going to get you, auntie's going to get y'all something good. And I'm going to make sure that I get a good deal on it. So let the battle of the big corporations begin.
Thanks for listening to Britt Lachey Speaks. Subscribe to the podcast on Anchor FM. Connect with me on Twitter at Britt Speaks and Facebook at Britt Lachey Speaks. That's BRITTLASHEA Speaks. See you on the next episode.